For the first time, every constituency will have at least one female candidate. When the official deadline for nominations passed yesterday, it emerged that just over 30% of candidates were women. However, the lobby group Women for Election has expressed disappointment that there hasn't been more change. Its chief executive, Kieran de Bush, is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
What had you been hoping for?
Well, we had asked all of the parties to be a lot more ambitious and to aim for 40% for women. It's great that there is a woman running in every constituency, and it is quite shocking that it is the first time there's a woman running in every constituency. But we should be aiming much, much higher than that. Women, we're not a minority group. We're the majority of the population, and the political parties need to be waking up to the fact that we should have diversity in politics, we should have more women in politics, and the onus is on them to do that. We have the gender quota legislation in place that ensures that parties either lose their money or put forward at least 30% women. But they seem to be seeing that as a target rather than a base. We should have at least 30% women, not just be scraping over 30%. We should be aiming for 40%.
Is it fair to say that some parties in this regard perform more strongly than others?
Absolutely. If you look at the Social Democrats, they would have done much, much better with more than half of their candidates are women. The Green Party, more than 40% of their candidates are women. People Before Profit also have quite a strong slate there of women, almost 40% of their candidates. Whereas if you look at the other end, Fine Gael just scraped over the quota with just 30% women, and Fianna Fáil, Labour and Sinn Féin weren't doing much better with 31%, 32%, 33% respectively. So they all need to be copping on to the fact that we're not a minority group. We are here. There isn't, I would defy any party to name any community across the country where there aren't women active in their local community. And why aren't they asking them to run as candidates?
Hasn't that always been the problem, though? Trying to translate, if you look around the country, there are a huge number of women who are involved in community groups, involved in lobbying, involved in all sorts of community activity, yet feel that mainstream politics isn't for them. Why is that?
Well, I'm not sure that they do feel that mainstream politics isn't for them. Women for Election train and support women to help them, equip them with the skills to ensure that they're election ready, we'll say. And one of the aspects to our training programme is that we would always have politicians come in and contribute to our training. And all of them invariably will say that they were asked to run, and they were usually asked more than once to run. Women, unfortunately, wait to be asked in politics, and politics is probably one of those games where you can't wait to be asked. But the parties are aware of this, so they need to be out there asking candidates to run and asking the women who are active in their local communities to run.
At the same time, though, should more women be putting themselves forward?
They should, and we would encourage all women who are interested politically to put their names forward. And I think what is very interesting are those smaller parties, or currently smaller parties like the Social Democrats and the Green Party. They have no problem in finding women. So there are women there, and they have no problem finding women across the country. So there are women there who are politically engaged, who have the skills, who do want to see their face on that poster. So the other parties need to be out there as well.
Why does this matter?
This matters because more women, more diversity leads to better decisions and better politics. All the research shows that a political system that reflects our population leads to better politics. We've seen that in practical terms, in terms of differences that have happened to legislation, for example, domestic violence legislation, the issue of coercive control came into the legislation because women came together in the Seanad and worked for that. There are real practical differences that women will make in politics. There's also the reality that if there are young kids at home looking at, for example, the party leaders' debate and they see three men on the stage, it's much harder for them to envisage themselves, young girls, to envisage themselves in a career in politics. And that needs to change. And the onus is very much now on the parties to do that and to ask women to run. And they haven't been doing that enough.
Kieran de Bush of Women for Election, thank you for joining us.